This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, with you. What a perfect time in life to be known as the warrior and to talk about fire, because the nation is on fire and the nation needs a warrior. And Donald Trump's that warrior, and I'm right behind him every step of the way. Just finished up an interview with Channel 13 News in Las Vegas, and the whole topic was the rioting and the looting and the burning and the Black Lives Matter and Antifa and what's happening in our country. And I'm telling you, the country is on fire. And every time this happens, every time a new city burns, President Trump is going to get reelected. Don't ever record this right-wing watch and think that Wayne Root's saying, I want it to burn, I'm happy that it's burning, I hate it burning, I'm sizzling angry that it's burning. But the only way to stop it is to elect President Trump and let Trump be Trump. Go after these people. And these people don't mean black people. I don't even think blacks have anything to do with this. That's the whole point of my interview with Channel 13. Stop trying to make it racism and black against white. This is liberal against Republican. This is capitalist against communist. This is about Marxism and destroying the United States of America. It's got nothing to do with white and black. As I said, if a black police officer shoots a white kid, I'm on the side of the black police officer. How can I be a racist? I like the police. I believe in the police. I support the police. They're not always right, but 99% of the time they're right. And when there's one or two instances a year of police abuse or police, you know, over-exaggerated response, whether they shoot someone in the back once or twice, that doesn't mean policemen are bad. That means one or two policemen a year out of 800,000 policemen and out of millions and millions of incidents, 800,000 policemen probably equals 20, 30 million incidents a year. And you can only point to one or two where a police officer was overzealous. And in every one of those cases, the overzealous cop, you're not on that ground. You can't decide what the right reaction would be when you're facing a madman high on drugs that can't even be stopped with a taser, who's threatening to kill you with a knife in his hand, who's going to his car to get a gun. So should they have shot him in the back? I don't know. I can't judge that. Should they have shot him seven times? I don't know. I can't judge that. I wish they had shot him once. But the reality is, once that bad man gets in his car and reaches under the front of that car and grabs his gun, you're dead. You're never getting home to see your wife and kids again. So you're damn right cops are scared. You're damn right cops are amped up. Right, their adrenaline is through the roof. You can't be them. You don't know what they're going through on the ground. You don't know the kind of scum they deal with all day. Every cop I know has PTSD. Absolutely. Worse than soldiers. Soldiers face battle here and then, now and then. Police, every time they get in the car for an 8-hour shift or a 10-hour shift, the whole time they're facing death. Much worse than a soldier. Every traffic stop's potential death. Of course they have PTSD. I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you what you see on the ground is scary from the ground level. And you have no way to understand it from a video from afar. And you're only showing the end of videos. And I called it. I knew what was on the real video. They were struggling with this guy. He was physically fighting them. He had a knife. He threatened to get a gun. And I don't really know who's right and who's wrong yet. I just know he had a long criminal record and he was a bad guy. You're fighting with evil. And to suspend the NBA playoffs tonight over an evil man dying? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's the death of the NBA. You guys in the NBA don't deserve your $20 million contract. You don't deserve $1. Just pull it from them and end the NBA. Just pull the plug. End the season and end the damn league. Let a billion-dollar company go down the drain. because you're so dumb. Anybody that dumb does not deserve to play, and you don't deserve me paying a dollar for a ticket. Goodbye. Have a nice life. NBA's killed itself. They stopped the playoffs tonight, and there's players in the league who say, let's just end the playoffs. Because one bad man was shot by police with a terrible criminal record and was disobeying police and was threatening policemen's lives. And that's a reason to end the NBA season. And at the same time that's happening, just to prove Wainwright's right and the public is behind me, and I know what I'm talking about, new poll comes out, Trump's approval rating at a record 52%, a brand new high ever in his entire administration, reports the Washington Examiner. For the first time ever in a Zogby poll, Trump has jumped to 52% approval and 47% disapproval. Trump's job approval among blacks sits at an impressive 36% approve. Hispanics, 37% approve. Asians, 35% approve. And pollster John Zogby told the Washington Examiner, left-wing rioting that Joe Biden refuses to condemn is helping the president with urban voters. What do you think it's doing with suburban voters? What do you think it's doing with white voters? If he's doing good among black and inner city voters because they don't like the rioting, what do you think about white people in the suburbs? What do you think about black people in the suburbs? What do you think about Hispanics in the suburbs? What do you think about American Indians in the suburbs? If you live in a nice house in the suburbs, you're voting for Trump. Nobody's for these people. You are just killing them. And even I will admit that Trump was in a dive for a while there. He was definitely in a dive. And a lot of people had lost confidence in him. And he didn't do anything to get the confidence back. You did it. The Democrat Party is the dumbest people I've ever seen in my entire life. The leaders of the Democrat Party are so dumb they couldn't spell cat if I spelled them the C and the A. If I spotted them the C and the A. You guys are idiots. You built a Frankenstein monster and you can't stop it now. You tried to build your party around looting and rioting and burning. And Black Lives Matter. And you actually thought that would catapult you to victory, but the Frankenstein is out of your control now. You cannot stop it. You're helpless to stop it. And so what's going to happen now is the American people have woken up. You've woken a sleeping lion. We're not lambs anymore. And the American people are not going to be led to slaughter by crazy revolutionaries and radicals and communists out to kill us and destroy this country. As I said to Channel 13 News in my interview moments ago, this is a battle over capitalism. You're not going to improve your life by killing America and killing capitalism. Why are we the greatest nation in world history by a mile? Because of capitalism. We have lifted more black people out of poverty than any country in world history. In Africa, where the leaders are black, black people live in horrible, abject poverty. In Haiti, where the leaders are black, they live in absolute, abject poverty. In Cuba, where the leaders are communists, they live in abject poverty. Dark-skinned Cubans live in abject poverty and misery. In South Africa, where it used to be white leadership and apartheid, now it's black leadership for 20-plus years, and the blacks live in abject poverty. And I told the interviewer, the problem isn't white people. The problem isn't Republicans or conservatives. The problem is anyone who doesn't practice capitalism is dead. The people cannot escape poverty. That's the problem. And don't go after white people. Don't go after Republicans. Go after corruption. No matter who's in power, white or black, Republican or Democrat, for the most part, the people in government steal all the money. Everywhere in the world, they steal all the money. So the problem to go after is corruption. Your politicians don't give a crap about you. The problem isn't Donald Trump. The problem isn't the Republican Party. The problem isn't white people. Go after corruption. Rise up and go after the corrupt politicians, like the black Democrats who are so corrupt. You find me a black Democrat politician in this country, I'll find you a corrupt politician. You find me a white Republican, a lot of them are corrupt. You find me a white Democrat, a lot of them are corrupt. The one guy who doesn't eat the money, Donald Trump. The one guy who doesn't take a salary, Donald Trump. And you all hate him. And as I said to this gal reporter for Channel 13, she said, then what's the answer? What's the solution, Wainwright? And I said, that's easy. I mean, it's hard. There's no real great solution. There's no easy solution. There's no fast solution. But the fact is that Barack Obama gave us 8 of the worst economic years since the Great Depression. 8 years of misery. Most people on food stamps. Most people on welfare. most people on disability, and I'm not talking about people who are disabled. People are just using that to scam the system. Everybody was on government paychecks because there was no money. And the only 8 years in the history of America without 1 year above 3% economic growth. He was arguably the worst president in history. And now you get President Trump, and he was just like Reagan. Turned it around with Jimmy Carter in a minute. Trump turned it around in a minute just by cutting taxes dramatically and cutting regulations massively and sealing up the border so people don't come in and steal your jobs and reduce your wages. Those are the three things. That's it. And treat entrepreneurs, celebrate them, and treat them well. Don't treat them like garbage like Obama did for 8 years or Jimmy Carter did for 4 years. Don't punish them. Reward them. That's it. And the result was the greatest black unemployment ever, lowest ever. Greatest Hispanic unemployment ever, lowest ever. Lowest female unemployment ever. I'll bet you if they had stats for it, lowest gay unemployment, lowest Muslim unemployment, lowest Jewish unemployment. Trump did all that until COVID hit. And don't try and tell me Trump gets any blame for COVID. Democrats, oh, he mishandled COVID. That's why the economy's bad. No, the economy's bad because you shut down the economy. But guess what? I've checked out the economies all over the world. Everyone's economy's bad. Americans sometimes are really dumb. Before you blame Trump, you might want to look at England, France, Spain, Italy, China, Russia, every economy in the world, Mexico, Brazil. The economies are all dying. Everybody killed their economies with lockdowns and because of COVID. You can't blame the leader. Had nothing to do with Trump. Another huge study out. Not only is Trump at 52% approval, that's obvious, first time ever, but according to a recent study, President Trump has an 87% chance of being reelected. I'll tell you all about that study when we get back. 87% chance of being reelected. I made the biggest bet of my life on Trump. I think I'll add to the bet tonight. I think during this break, I'll call up and add to the bet right now. Trump's got it. And the more you set fire to American cities, the more the only answer is Trump.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. a guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, funniest story of the year. Trump says he wants drug tests before the debates with Biden. I love it. But you also should mention, Trump, you got to mention that you want to make sure that the questions were not given to Joe Biden in advance of the debate, like they were given to Hillary in advance of the Bernie Sanders Democrat presidential primary debate. You got to make sure that Biden is searched for headphones and earphones and any kind of devices that might give him an edge. Because unless someone's talking to him in his ear, he doesn't know what to say. Okay, he's going to be talking baby gibberish and talk about corn pop. That's all he knows how to do is think back to 50 years ago. He doesn't even know what year he's in. He doesn't know what century he's in. The man is lost in corn pop from the 1930s. And so without an earpiece in, like the FBI or the Secret Service have, he doesn't know where he is. You better check for devices. President Trump on Wednesday said he will request that both the Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden and himself, Donald Trump, take drug tests before the first presidential debate in September, making the inflammatory claim that he believes that Biden's improvement during the Democrat primary debates was the result of drugs. We're going to call for a drug test, Trump says. It wasn't that he was Winston Churchill, because he wasn't, but it was a normal, boring debate. Nothing amazing happened. I don't know how he could have been so incompetent in his debate performances and then all of a sudden be okay against Bernie. When pressed for any evidence to support his claim that Biden had taken a drug to improve the performance, Trump said he had none. His theory was based purely on his own observations. All I can tell you is I'm pretty good at this stuff, Trump said. Look, I watched him in the debates with all of the different people. He was close to incompetent, if not incompetent. And against Bernie, he was normal. And I say, how does that happen? I think it's great. I think that's brilliant. That's brilliant. But I just think you should call for a search of Joe Biden, and you'll have to call for a search of both you and Biden, just like you did for drug tests for both of you. A search to make sure there's no earpieces and no devices on his body that could aid him in a competent performance on that stage. Speaking of trying to stay healthy, because I want every one of my conservative friends to be alive for years to come to vote Republican and try and save this nation and save capitalism, we've got Strauss Heart Drops as the sponsor of this show. I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, conservatism, and capitalism. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. They've sold over 1 million bottles in Canada. Now they come to the United States only on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at the Power Mall. That's thepowermall.com, V-T-H-E, powermall.com. Then click on Strauss Heart Drops, and then click on cinnamon flavor. That is the flavor to get. So I told you right before the break that Trump's up to 52% of the Zogby poll, highest in history. And in a divided nation, that's amazing. According to a recent study, President Trump has an 87% chance of being reelected. Per a study developed in 2012, President Trump has an 87% chance of winning on election night based on the current standings of the U.S. stock market. U.S. stock markets today closed at all-time highs. Yahoo Finance reported the S&P and NASDAQ hit an all-time high, while the Dow declined amid mixed economic news. But the Dow Jones is still at 28,248, right near an all-time high. NASDAQ, 11,466, all-time high. How did the benchmarks perform? Both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed at all-time highs. The broader index marked its 17th record close. The tech line, NASDAQ, logged its 38th record finish of this year. And a study at Socioeconomics Institute shows the stock market's the key indicator in elections. Stock market's a more powerful presidential reelection indicator than economic growth, inflation, or unemployment rate combined. Specifically, we found the net percentage change in the stock market in the 3 years leading up to Election Day had a significant correlation with the incumbent's margin of victory or defeat. The market's net percentage changes over 1, 2, and 4 years prior to the election were weaker. Our study examined every presidential reelection bid going back to George Washington's run for a second term in 1792. And regardless of whether we studied elections from the 18th, 19th, 20th, or 21st century, the stock market remained a reliable, powerful, significant indicator of presidents' fate at the ballot box. And so because the stock market is where it's at and has been for 3 years, President Trump, they say, is the big, big, big favorite with an 87% chance of winning the 2020 election. I just bet on it, and I just added to the bet. Trump, baby. MAGA.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Laura is now a Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Laura is extremely dangerous and moving in the direction of the Texas and Louisiana coasts. As far as the timing of the storm, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says,
we anticipate the onset of the tropical storm force winds to hit Texas around 7 p.m. tonight, and then landfall of Laura should occur around 1 a.m. tonight.
A teenager is in jail for his connection with the deadly shooting of a rioter in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kenosha police are working on getting the teen transferred into Wisconsin as he was arrested in Illinois. And President Trump is sending federal law enforcement to Kenosha to help restore law and order. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply...
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and we got a great guest with us, Josh Manning. Him and I have some great conversations on this show, like two buddies talking. He is the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. We talk about today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com, one of the most popular and highly trafficked conservative websites in the country. Josh Manning, welcome back to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Wayne, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
You know, we've developed a habit, you and I. We always have several things we want to talk about, and then I never talk about them because I bring up something else. So in the great tradition of that, let's do it. We don't even have on the list that the NBA, because we didn't know that the NBA would cancel its playoff games today, and there are players that are suggesting they cancel the entire rest of the playoffs. And I've never heard anything so stupid in my entire life. Suicide. You're killing the NBA. You're killing your own careers. You're killing your salaries. The numbers are going to go down. There aren't going to be fans in the stands next year. And I just think this is pure suicide.
Yeah, I agree. And it's, you know, it's remarkable how well the media has spun all of this. It is, I think it's a combination of fear on the part of the players and management. There has to be some amount of virtue signaling in here too. We live in such a strange world right now where it's virtuous to be terrified of things.
Right, but you know this is all about Kenosha. So they're basically saying, look, a black guy got shot by police in the back. I'm sure they're saying in the back. So we're not going to play. And they're just not understanding the wise wisdom that my grandfather gave me 40 years ago. And he said, grandson, I'm a success in business because of two rules and only two rules. The customer is always right is rule number one. And rule number two is, if the customer is wrong, refer back to rule number one. The customer is always right. And so you look at the NBA, and it doesn't matter whether somebody got shot a million miles away. It's got nothing to do with you. You weren't there. You weren't on the ground. You have no idea how the cops should react. You only saw the end of the video. You don't know what happened in the beginning of the video. The guy was clearly reaching for a gun. He was going to kill somebody. The cop stopped him. But forget all that. Let's assume it was a bad shooting. The customer is what matters, not the NBA players. They don't get that. They're not the stars. The customer is the stars. And if you screw over the people in the stands and make them angry and bring politics into sports, especially politics that the people in the audience disagree with, if you are literally offending every Republican in the stands and every cop lover in the stands and every patriot in the stands, guess what? They're never coming back to your games and your salary goes to zero. This is stupidity.
I completely misunderstood what you said a second ago. When you said Kenosha, I thought you were talking about COVID. I think my phone blinked out, so I gave you a wrong answer based on something else I thought you said.
Yeah, I was saying the NBA, because of Kenosha, yeah. They decided exactly not to play today.
Yeah, and now they're talking about canceling more. It is. How do you discuss this? It is outrageous. You are correct. The customer is what comes first. But now, I mean, look at what all of these big companies do. I mean, it's not like the NBA is the only group doing this. You have all of these large companies that are terrified of not looking woke, of rousing, sleeping. Hey, did you see the story? It was late last week, I think. You remember Sleeping Giants? They were the group that went out and got
yes.
advertisers to boycott Breitbart and others probably attacked you.
I didn't even know that. No, I didn't know
that. Helped, well, I figure they did, but I don't know. The woman who came out, who helped start them, she came out and said she sort of regrets it because now cancel culture is absolutely everywhere. All of these companies are afraid to do anything that's going to tick off the left. And so these companies become activists, and they become involved in politics, and that's what's happening with the NBA. That's what's happening with the players.
But here's what I don't get, Josh.
It's offensive to 50% of the country.
Yeah, I was going to say, if half your customers are conservative, why don't you care about them? Why do you only care about offending the half that are liberal?
Well, remember what Jordan used to say? You know, he would say, well, I figure I've got Republican fans, too.
Right.
So
Jordan was smart.
Step back and stay out of it. He was smart.
Right.
But now everybody, there's this perception. perceived virtue in talking about the injustices that happen in the United States. And, you know, Victor Davis Hanson was talking about this in a piece today. It is truly remarkable. The system that these people attack, the system that they hate, the system that they decry, it's the system that makes them hate it, decry it, makes them rich, keeps the police from running them into jail for saying negative things about the police. The system that they hate and they despise is actually what's protecting them and allowing them to function. And I guess it all goes back ultimately, Wayne, to education. If you indoctrinate kids for generations that America is a bad place and you don't teach them how to think independently and use reason, this is what you end up with.
Well, that's what the average protester. That's the average protester. But when you, more importantly, when you think about an NBA player, an NFL player, a Major League Baseball player, you know what I think we're dealing with? Black guilt. I'm going to write a column called Black Guilt. I think the same way there's white guilt, there's black guilt. You're talking about people who are black, like Colin Kaepernick, the king of NBA basketball. What the hell's his name? He used to be on Cleveland. Now he's on the Lakers. I can't remember his name. LeBron James. You're talking about superstars who are black who are making hundreds of millions of dollars. They have nothing to complain about. They are living proof America's great to black people. But they're guilty that other black people are shot by the police. No one's ever going to shoot LeBron James. He's famous and he's rich. So he's guilty that other people get in trouble or have problems, and he just has to show that he's one of them. He has to show solidarity. I would call that black guilt. You're guilty that you are doing better than the rest of black people, and you want everybody to make $300 million a year. Not everybody can make $300 million a year. Most white people don't make $300,000 a year, let alone $300 million. So you're in a group all your own, and you're just guilty about it. I think that's what's the problem with these guys.
That's an interesting idea. That truly may be some of it. I don't know. It's a fascinating thing, though. You talk about how well they do in America. Watching the RNC last night, I loved the naturalization ceremony when the president swore in new citizens. One of the fellows there whom he swore in was from Ghana. And I don't know if you know this or not, but a while back, Ghana made an offer to black folks in America, to African Americans, and said, hey, you want to come back to the motherland? We would love to have you back. Come back. We're going to welcome you with open arms. As far as I know, nobody
went
up on that.
Right. Exactly.
And so that says so much. And then you've got Trump naturalizing, Ghanaian? Maybe, I'm not sure how you... I'm not sure the term for that, but someone from Ghana last night, he wants to be here because he knows he's going to be better off in the United States. And the guy talked. He talked about freedom. He talked about the opportunity to pursue his own interests. That's what he expected. That's what these rioters take for granted. And really what they want to destroy, this might have started out being about George Floyd. But this is ultimately not what it's about. At this point, it's about a power grab from the left. It looks very much like Marxism that we've seen in the past. It looks like the Bolsheviks. It's very familiar. And this is a grab for power. It's not a it's not even a political movement anymore.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I just did an interview with Channel 13 here in Las Vegas, which is ABC TV. And it was a black reporter, and she does a show about black race relations and the black community. She wanted to do a 30-minute interview with me at my home, and we did it. And I said some of the same things you were just saying, basically. I said, look, you know, is there another country in the world that does better for black people? No. Can you go to Africa and do better? No. Can you go to South Africa, the most prosperous nation in Africa, and you will find most black people live in abject poverty? When they come to America, they all do much better. Everyone comes here and does better. In Haiti, they come here and do better. And it's not just black people. In Mexico, they come here and do better. In Honduras, they come here and do better. Everywhere in the world, they come here and they do better in America. So why would you want to tear down our system? And if you do want to tear down our system, then you should go. Go back to Africa. Go back to Cuba. Go back to Haiti. Go back to Mexico. You're not going to do well there. So you're going to learn when you go back that this was the best you ever had it, and you'll come back and see America with a new appreciation. That was just my interview just now, literally. So I'm with you.
How'd you take it?
She was fine. I mean, look, she was very, actually, she was very fair, very objective, very nice, and we got along great. And she said, hey, they don't even know about you at Channel 13. Let's have you come in and do all kinds of work for 13 as a person from the right who analyzes political elections. I said, great. Here's my card. Call me on election night. I'll do it. So we had a great interview. She was very nice to me, and I was very nice to her. I get along with everybody, so I make friends. I don't make enemies. So unlike liberal left. But look, it just, it makes no sense to end a baseball game, a basketball game, a football game, because somewhere in America, one guy got shot by one cop. It just makes no sense. It is not exhibit A for how the whole America treats black people. It's not true. Black people do better here than any country in the world. And as I said to her, 500,000 white people died in the Civil War. We're the only country in world history ever fought a war, and people died for strangers to end slavery. So stop looking at it as we're the country that had slavery. Start looking at it as the glass is half full. We're the nation filled with white people that died so slaves could be free. So we're not a perfect country, and bad things have happened. I get it. Slavery, a horrible stain on our country, but we're still the best country in world history, and I compared us to marriage. Josh, I said, you know, it's funny. Everyone I know that gets divorced, that, you know, says terrible things about marriage, and a year later, they're all remarried. Why is that? It's the worst institution in the world, except for all the others. There's no other choice. You got to get married because the option of being single the rest of your life sucks. So most people are very lonely when they're single their whole lives. So everybody gets divorced, winds up getting remarried. Why is that? Because it's not so bad. Same thing with America. So she, you know, she got it. I gave a few differing viewpoints than probably she's ever heard before. In any case, what's happening in Kenosha, Josh Manning of Western Journal, I think horrible. I'm not rooting for it. I'm rooting against it. But I think each time it happens, it's another few thousand votes for President Trump. When you see burning and unrest,
yeah,
Trump is the winner.
There is no question, especially when Democrats refuse to get up and condemn what's happening. It is incredible watching them try to sidestep questions about rioting and whether or not it's just, if it should stop. They just refuse to do it. And it may be that in a few liberal strongholds, leftist strongholds, that's a better term, that those folks, there is some amount of white guilt, and those people are fine with part of town burning down.
Hey, Josh, hold on one sec. Hold your thoughts. We're coming right back. Segment number two with Josh Manning in a second. Wayne Allyn Root, The Wayne Allyn Root Show. Right back at you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. So you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, if only, you know, we could probably sell a show with nothing but the conversations between me and my guests during the breaks where you can't hear us. Very interesting conversations, and Josh Manning and I were just talking about my love of Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A, and I never eat junk food, ever. That's the only fast food I ever eat. It's like four times a year I'll eat In-N-Out Burger, and usually like once every 2 weeks I'll eat Chick-fil-A, but it's not junk food because I just eat the grilled chicken on inside a lettuce bun. How bad is that? It's not. But it is so good. Oh, my God. I don't know how they cook the chicken. It's the best chicken I've ever tasted in my life. I could go to, like, a restaurant that's $500 a person, and the chicken isn't as good as Chick-fil-A. I don't know how they do it, but, man, is that good. Josh, do you have Chick-fil-A out in Phoenix?
Yes, we have Chick-fil-A. My wife and kids love it. I'm not as big a fan. I think it's fine. People always get mad at me when I say it. I think it's fine. I just don't think it's as good as everybody else thinks it is.
Have you had In-N-Out Burger?
It's very good. It's very good. Yes, completely overrated. Way overrated In-N-Out. I do not understand why people love that much.
Oh, you're crazy. You're nuts. You're nuts.
I'm a Popeye's guy. I love Popeye's.
See, that's junk food. That's fried. I don't eat that fried crap.
That's why I love it, Wayne. Yeah, well, that's why I love it.
Right, and so Chick-fil-A, I don't eat the fried, I only eat the grilled. Anyway, we're getting way off far afield from politics. Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. We enjoy our discussions and our debates so much. We're going to have chicken debates, fast food debates on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. So let's get back to George Floyd, because you mentioned George Floyd. He's the reason that all the riots in this country started. I think he's been long since forgotten. But the riots certainly started, and billions of dollars in damage because of the death of George Floyd and what looked like the murder of George Floyd by a police officer. Now, new court docs come out, and the medical examiner said this guy had stunning levels of fentanyl in his system and would have died of a fentanyl overdose, not from police. So what do you think about all that? What does that lead you to believe?
Yeah, they said if the circumstances had been different, in other words, if the cop's knee had been on his neck, which I think we all agree was a very bad thing, a terrible
thing.
But had that not happened, it would have been very easy to rule it a drug overdose, which is interesting because if you recall, in the extended videos, Floyd was saying he couldn't breathe before he went down. He was saying he couldn't breathe while he was standing up. We know that opioids and those sorts of things are respiratory depressants. So there's, you know, what the cops did was not right. I absolutely love law enforcement. I have actually a little bit of experience with law enforcement. Love those guys. What happened there was wrong. 99.9% of the nation agrees on that. But it is very interesting. The narrative was crafted so quickly, Wayne. I mean, you know this. You and I watch the media all day long. The narrative was crafted so quickly, just like it was in Kenosha. We were talking about that before the break. You know, the governor came out and condemned it before any investigation had begun. The mayor came out against it, if I remember correctly. Multiple people condemned it. They set this narrative up immediately. Immediately. That's what takes hold, and then that's what fuels the left, and it's sort of its propaganda machine. But Floyd was not what he was made out to be at all. This idea of traveling the country with this hologram of him and stuff, he was not a good guy.
And neither's this guy. This guy, Jacob, whatever his name is. I can't remember his name now. Floyd, I remember all the time, but I can't remember the new one, Jacob something. But in Kenosha, Wisconsin. All I could tell you is that this guy, Jacob, has a horrible criminal record, just like George Floyd, constantly in trouble with the police, constantly holding drug, paraphernalia and contraband, and constantly caught with guns and constantly involved in sexual assault. How can anybody suspend an NBA game and say, I'm not playing because you killed a horrible bad guy? I don't know. I don't care that he's black. What if he's white? I would feel the exact same way. What if the cop was black and the guy was white? I would be on the cop side 110%, although I don't know why you have to shoot him 7 times in the back. I don't know why you can't shoot him once, and I don't know why you can't get him in the front. That's the only thing I would debate about. I don't really understand, but I'm not on the ground. You and I don't know, Josh, how it all develops. So it's easy to say from far away. Up close and personal with adrenaline flowing might be a completely different question.
Yeah, well, you stop until the threat ended, and in my opinion, the threat would be ended when he cannot respond, flip around with a gun, and shoot you. They presumably thought he was reaching for a gun. My understanding is he had been brandishing a knife earlier.
They were right
on top of him, too. It's possible they thought he was coming back up with a knife or a larger knife.
You know what my question is?
No telling.
Did they find a gun? No one's ever said. Was there a gun in the car?
Yeah, we have no idea. But remember going back to Ferguson, how long it took, how many months it took for the truth to come out there. It took months and months and months, and it took the DOJ getting involved. There's no telling how long it'll be until we know the truth about this.
Everything
that happened.
Well, and interestingly enough, if my memory serves me, I've kind of forgotten Ferguson. If my memory serves me, everybody thought it was a bad police shooting. It turned out to not be a bad police shooting. The Obama administration.
Hands up, don't shoot.
Yeah, even the Obama administration couldn't figure out how to charge the cops. They never did. But having said that, guess what? If you speak to black liberal activists to this day, they bring up Ferguson and hands up, don't shoot, and they act as if it was a bad shooting. It was.
That's my point. The narrative is formed so quickly. Within hours, the narrative is formed, and then it goes viral, and then it goes through cable news everywhere except Fox.
Hey, Josh, we got to run. Music's on. We're up against the news break and the ad break. Josh Manning, senior news editor, WesternJournal.com. Great talk. Thanks for coming on, Josh.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Chaka.